Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Two MCAs and 61 others were arrested over deadly chaos in Ikolomani, Kakamega, as police also nabbed three suspects in a 350 million Kenyan shillings NSSF land fraud case in Athi River. In politics, former Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua's flight to Kakamega was reportedly blocked, forcing him to speak via phone, while Governor Anne Waiguru denied aligning with his camp. The High Court nullified government directives controlling state corporation hiring. Meanwhile, Nairobi Governor Sakaja announced a six-month amnesty for registering unauthorized buildings. Regionally, amidst warnings from Ghana, the US, and Israel over rising post-election unrest, Tanzania's President Suluhu blames foreign interference. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
a state house meeting for new MPs was boycotted by senior ODM officials, highlighting internal party rifts. Meanwhile, UDA plans party elections in Deputy President Gachagua's home region after a recent by-election win. In Nyamira, Governor Nyaribo survived a third impeachment attempt.
In business,
the Supreme Court overturned a 2020 ruling, clarifying bank card fees are not taxable, ending legal uncertainty for banks. Meanwhile, DCI is boosting efforts to curb rising crypto fraud, which cost Kenyans over 5.6 billion shillings this year.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.